We now welcome on the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 24-3 season opening or a home opening victory for your team on Saturday. What has impressed you? Or as you've gone back and looked at film, what impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, I thought we played well defensively. Did a great job. Third down situations, hit the quarterback, sacked the quarterback, created pressure. Tackles for a loss, scored on defense twice, blocked two punts. You know, so it was a culmination, you know, defensively and special teams wise that, you know, we did more than enough. And, you know, it was good to see some guys make those kind of plays. You know, offensively, we struggled a little bit. But at the same time, you know, there's some things that, you know, that are identifiable and that can be corrected. And, you know, I thought we had a couple penalties where, you know, we blocked a punt and then we got called for blindside block. Well, we had a scoop and score. It was a chance to score a touchdown there. And then we got back on offense. We had to settle for kicking a field goal, you know, things like that. A long explosive run that we get called back, you know, for a holding penalty. So those are things that are correctable. And, you know, we're happy about the results, particularly, as I said, you know, defensively. I thought it was a great effort. And ultimately, we scored more. We held them, you know, to 3 points there, and it was a great victory for the team.
Not often in a game you get two pick sixes, which are always nice. But the one by Gage seemed to be a turning point. How big was that play as Lafayette was driving?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. I mean, there's always the ebbs and flows of every game, the highs and the lows, and you just never know that, you know, being in the right position and the ball was. Actually was deflected by the receiver, and Gage just happened to be in the position to make the tackle. And, you know, I had a sense of awareness that he was able to also see, catch the ball, and then run for the score. So, you know, you can be opportunistic, which is important. You could also be, you know, you could be lackadaisical and you could get down at that point because the ebb and flow of how the game was going. But as I said, that was one of those turning points that, you know, allowed us to go, you know, go up ahead and then continue to, you know, to keep thriving on just playing well defensively.
Questions from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned the offense. You mentioned the offense struggling a little. Obviously, you have several players out there, including two starting linemen. How do you feel going into this game in terms of Trainer getting back? I guess is he getting close?
Yeah, Andrew will be with us. Bronson Yoder will be with us. You know, so everybody's playing with players that are out, that are injured, that are dealing with some sort of protocol. You know, and the next mentality is always will and always has been critical in the times that we're living in now. But having guys up front that have been the mainstay for you, that's important. Having a runner that's back, that's a ball in the hand guy, that's critically important. And, you know, we'll get better offensively. You know, it's the first time that that Hollis has played in a game, you know, 6 months, you know, 6 months ago, you know, and so a little rusty, but at the same time, he's getting back. He's, you know, he's going to improve. We got a great week of practice planning, you know, coming up, you know, for this next upcoming opponent. So, the positives are a lot better, you know, moving forward as we're getting ready to play our third game.
And how close is Zemo at this point?
He's close. I mean, we practice on Tuesdays. Monday's the NCAA day off for the guys, late labs, classes, things like that. But, you know, I look forward to hearing about encouraging news of his opportunity as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Mike, can you give an assessment of Tate Haynes so far through a couple of games?
Yeah, you know, John, you know, Tate, obviously a transfer from Boston College, plays, you know, corner for us. I thought, you know, the first game, being out there playing against Virginia, you know, there were some challenges and obviously some things that were identifiable in terms of his overall improvement. And I thought that this game, he did a great job. I believe he had two of the fourth down stops, you know, and, you know, he's a guy that is meticulous with studying the details of what the opposing team is doing, coverages, techniques. Obviously, when you're the son of a NFL Hall of Famer, I mean, it makes makes a whole lot of difference in terms of the other help that you get. But I thought he played a lot better, and you know, it was exciting to see him have repeated success out there on Saturday night.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, the touchdown play on Cole's reception, what was your vantage point there, and what were you kind of seeing, and what was your reaction?
I agreed with everything everybody said on it after further review. You know, it was obviously it was a throw that went right over the outstretched arms of the defender. I thought Anthony Magoo did a great job of trying to get his hands underneath. And whether it was deflected or where Anthony's Magoo's hands were able to deflect the ball up, and then just Cole Black and just hustling. I mean, you know, that's what he does in practice. That's what he does all the time. You know, he hustles, he gets after it, and you know, made the catch and made the play. You know, so I thought it was an outstanding event of individual efforts, and I believe it was ESPN top five.
Mike, when obviously the interceptions get a lot of attention, but when you have six sacks and 11 tackles for loss, I assume that maybe the job that those guys up front did led to some of those interceptions. Talk about how your guys up front played.
Yeah, without a doubt, Rob, you know, the ability to apply pressure on the quarterback and get him running and having to throw under duress also increases the opportunities for the likelihood of the pass not being complete. I thought we did a great job third down situations, you know, by providing pressure. I thought John Pius, our young player, who's really going to be good for us, did a great job, you know, rushing the quarterback, putting pressure on him. I believe John had two sacks. The one interception that Quentin Osborne got, John was up the field, made his inside spin move, got in the quarterback's face. Quarterback threw under duress. Quinn saw the ball being thrown and was able to make a break on it, you know, and obviously, you know, scored the touchdown on it. So, you know, it's a matter of just watching these young players get better. I mean, these guys are going to be pretty good, you know, as they started to grow and develop. But, you know, watching them play and be competitive in this game was important, because the next time the offense may have to score a lot of points in order to keep us in it. So that's a great thing about a team sport.
Team heads on the road to face Colgate, a team that played another CA member in Stony Brook. Stony Brook wins 24-3. Talk about some of the challenges that Colgate presents for you on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we played them in 2019 as well. Obviously, you know, they were a quarterback-driven team as well. And I don't know, you know, Stony Brook had just played them, and some of the things that Coach Priori just articulated. The quarterback is kind of, you know, the straw that stirs the drink for them. There's quarterback runs. There's things that they do to allow him to throw the ball down the field. They're a good team in terms of, you know, trying to protect the quarterback. They got skilled players that are good defensively, a D lineman, a linebacker, and a defensive back that was an all-conference player for them are in the mix. So, you know, it's an away game. So all those things that, you know, is our first flight in 2 years almost, you know. So, you know, all those things, you know, that you have to factor in, but the ability to get ready and prepare for, you know, for a team that we have somewhat of an understanding of what they are, don't know what they'll do, but, you know, after having played them and then watch, you know, the last couple of games that they played, you know, come up with a game plan that's going to allow us to utilize our strengths.
Does it help at all when you see a team that played a conference team like Stony Brook to be able to see them against a somewhat familiar opponent?
Well, it helps that, you know, coming off an FBS team that we just played and then now an FCS team that we just played, it helps from the fact that Lafayette and Colgate, you know, they're similar opponents. It does help from that standpoint, Rob. But ultimately, you know, it's another game. It's a new game. The ability to execute, be efficient, you know, as we talked about offensively on some things, get our game going back. Is going to be, you know, most important now. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, the road trip, and all the things that come with it.
All right. David, do you have a follow-up, or you could just tell me?
No, you just asked my question, so thanks.
All right. Well, very good. Mike, thanks as always for the time. Safe travels to Colgate, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. And hey, Rob, you good, Rob Ambrose? I mean, I heard you on my side of the call here, man. You were getting after somebody.
I'm great.
You good.
So much for unmute.
All right, thanks, Mike.